These are the sounds of a master at work, and the sounds that surrounded Flower Mountain midway through our three-week-long adventure in Bali. As our group sat under the shelter of a large tarp, waiting for the performance to begin, we were immersed in the noises of the heavy rain falling.
This is
definitely the most rain we've gotten in one day. Soon, the Gender Wayang Gamelan music filled the air, and the storyline of the Wayang Kulit performance unfolded before our eyes. The shadow puppet master, the Dalang, was performing part of the Mahabharata epic, in which one of the five brothers is asked to help his brother get power to prepare for a war. During this process, the gods present various challenges to the brother to try and make his meditation fail, but they are unsuccessful, and the brother is given the power by the gods. As the story progressed, we watched the Dalang begin to change the spoken Balinese to incorporate more sound effects that were accessible to his English-speaking audience. The new sounds and movements of the puppets portrayed the humor and different emotions accompanying the characters. Shadow puppetry is part of Balinese culture's rich tradition in the arts. It is a profession that starts early in life and is passed down through families. We asked our Dalang about his experiences being a puppeteer and how he got into the profession. Five years, a lifetime of experience. On one of the most memorable evenings of our trip, our Dalang's Wayang Kulit performance brought one of the main epics surrounding Balinese culture to life.